Fusion Mishvius Perkei Halachot Dalet. This Mishnah is very much a continuation of the last Mishnah. And it says, Mashal Ishal Chaverta HaChashud Al Hashuyas. A lady can lend to her friend, and the friend is someone who's Choshud Al Hashuyas. She's Choshud, she's suspect to violate Shvius. In the last Mishnah, had spoken about someone who's suspect of plowing the field on Shvius, or keeping ownership of the produce in the ways that they're not supposed to. This mission is talking about someone who's suspect of using the produce of Shvius after the time of Biur, and that once a certain time comes that there's none of that fruit or vegetable available in the fields, then you have to make it Hefker. And at certain types of foods, if you did not do beer under the right conditions, I should say, the food becomes usher, and this person is suspect of using the produce even after the time of beer came and the food became usher. So you're allowed to lend to this friend who's suspect of using produce or trees after the time of beer when they're not allowed to. Napa ukvara, there's two kinds of sieves or sifters, very high and a millstone to grind up flour, the tanner in an oven. And the Gemara is going to explain why you're allowed to do it. The short explanation is because there are ways they can be used behetter. They can be used without, not just for the regular food uses, and therefore you're allowed to give it to them, as it said in the last Mishnah, that you're allowed to give things to people if there's a possibility they won't use it for Isser. But you can't do the sifting or the grinding with her, because that's helping her do the Avera. If you give it to her and she might use it for a non-food use, for other ways that are not Isser, that's okay. But to actually do it with Isser, that you're not allowed to. Eishes Chavar, Mashalas, Eishes Amaret. Eishes Chavar, this is now not talking about Shvius, it's talking about someone who's careful about Trumas and Mashas. That type of a person is called a Chavar. So Eishes Chavar, the wife of a Chavar, Mashalas, Eishes Amaret, can give to the wife of an Amaret, meaning someone who is not careful about Trumas and Mashas, Napu Kvara. She can give her these types of sifters, Ubereres, Vitechenes, Marakendesima, and she can even, in this case, she can even do the sifting with her. Even though it's possible, it's likely that this person is not mafresh shumas maisis and is going to eat the foods in the way they're not supposed to. But in this case, there's a roiv. Most people are mafresh shumas maisis, and therefore you're allowed to give it to her. Av mishatatlas hamayim. But once the eishes hamaretz puts water into the flour, lo tiga etzel, you can't touch her, you can't work with her. And the reason is because once water touches the flour, it's now you have a chiv to give challah, and it's now royal kabel tuma. The things that grow on the ground cannot become tuma until they become wet first. Wet once they're detached from the ground, then become wet afterwards. So now they put water into it, it becomes chayven challah, and it's royal kabel tuma. And the Eishes Hamaretz is not going to be careful about tuma v'tayri either, and therefore you're not allowed to make the challah, or even the tell that will become challah, you're not allowed to make it tummy, and therefore you're not allowed to help her once it became wet. And the kulam, I'm sorry, she'in machzikin the aver, and the reason why you can't do this is because you're helping someone doing an aver, you're not allowed to help someone who's doing with their performance of an aver. That's the reason for some of the cases that were usher. The kulam, and all the cases in the Mishnah that had been mutter that you were allowed to do it, in this Mishnah, the amr el and the dakishom, the reason why the mutter is the dak yishalom, which is to say that in order to keep peace between people, the chacham allowed you to do things that might have otherwise they might not have wanted you to do. Like in these cases, where you're helping the person do an avera on the assumption that they might not be doing the avera. The reason why we take that approach and say maybe they're not doing an avera is because dak yishalom to help people get along with each other. We'll talk about this a little more in the Gemara. And then the Mishnah ends off with something we've had before, which is machzikin yideh of the kachavim b'shvius. You're allowed to encourage goyim who don't work on shvius because they're allowed to do melacha on shvius, so that's okay. Avaloi yideh yisrael, but you can't encourage a yid who's doing melacha on shvius. B'shalim b'shalim neidak yisham, and you're allowed to greet these people, neidak yisham, also to get along with people. We're going to talk about whether that means a yid or a guy. Who is the person who you're allowed to greet? That the Mishnah is permitting you to greet. Okay, so the Gemara says, now the Yerushalmi starts like this. Rabzera ba kumra mana. Reb Zera made the following point in Yerushalmi. It's like he made a point in front of Ramana Masisa Bestam. Our Mishnah is talking about that the person just, the lady just said, I want to borrow a rechayim or a tana. I just want to borrow. Hub in the forest, like, but if they would have said that they don't, that they want to, specifically, I want to borrow your oven because I want to bake things from Shavuos, then you would not be allowed to them. Amalei, he said back in the stomach, a lot of confusion. I don't understand what you're saying. Isn't it automatic that if a person's borrowing an oven, they're trying to bake with it? They're buying a sift, borrowing a sifter, they're trying to bake with it? So what do you mean? If they would be mafarish, it would be worse. Isn't it automatic? It's like they're mafarish. So he says, no. And the Omer, so I say, no, I have to consider that Napa, excuse me, the reason the Mishnah why it's mutter, because Napa, Lispor Bermois, this one kind of a sifter is to count the money in it. Somehow you'd put money into it. Not, I don't understand why, but somehow you'd put money into this kind of a, you'd use this kind of a, like as a basket. Maybe you'd use the sifter to sift that dirt that you're trying to make cement out of it. So it's not for food use. There's nothing also about the Mishvias. And a mill in order to grind up spices. But okay, it doesn't mean spices like food spices, because there's also you can't do on Shavuos. It means it's like medicinal spices or other things that have not, they're not food at all, and you're allowed to work with them on Shavuos. Tanu litlun bar unin shal pishtan. You use the oven to put into it the strips of flax that are going to turn into linen, and drying them out as part of the process, and therefore, again, you're using the oven not for food purpose, and therefore there's no problem with Shavuos. Now the Yerushalmi says this. Rav Pinchas had the following question. Bamet Kansu, what was the case? In our Mishnah it says you're not allowed to lend certain cooking equipment to someone who's choshner, to someone who's suspect of violating the Shavuos. So who was the person who they said you're not allowed to? In other words, who is, what kind of, what do we have to suspect the person of doing in order to ask, to say you're not allowed to lend it to them? And the Yerushalmi says, B'makim, Shezerin Voichen. Now, the way we'll learn, the way the Maharal seems to learn is that this means, is it a person who's suspect of eating? Over here, the Zerin Voichen, the Zerin is not the important part, the Voichen is the important part. Is this a person who we suspect of eating produce after they have become forbidden because of beer? So is that who it's talking about? But they're not allowed to. That's the person who you're not allowed to lend to because they're a person who eats it, and therefore don't lend it to them. They're a person who's suspect of eating after the time of beer, in a way that you're not allowed to, so then that's who the Mishnah is talking about. Is the Isser to lend to a person who we know plants during Shavuos, and not necessarily that we know that the person eats in the Shavuos. Why would our Mishnah say don't lend him cooking equipment to someone who plants? And the thinking is that someone who plants during Shavuos has produce of Shavuos more available to them. So if the person is suspect of doing that, then you should make exeira not to give him, you shouldn't let him have the nap of a far over a chayim v'tanur. But if he's a person who just eats it, he's not going to have so much available to do issue with anyhow. So it's like a milsa l'shricha, and we wouldn't answer. The other shayla. So which person is it? Now, ma'an afik b'nayin, what's a practical case that would be a difference between them? Meaning, obviously, the shayla was, it's a person who's suspect of this or suspect of that. Well, there's two different choices, and obviously there are different people who would become usher based on them. But the Yerushalmi wants an example. What would be an example of someone who would be suspect of one or the other? How would we have such an example? So the Yerushalmi says, "Ro also lokech mina sirki." You saw the person buying produce from a sirki, is an Arab merchant. And those Arab merchants are suspect. It's assumed that they're buying produce that's after the beer, and they have produce which is usher to use on Shavuos. So you saw him buying from that person. So now you know that this yid is suspect of using produce that after the time of beer, which is usher. In favor of Malkin Shazarin for Oichlin, if you say you need a person who's suspect of eating, again, the word Zarin is, according to the Maharal, not important over here. If you say the issue is for someone who is suspect of eating at the wrong time, then that if you saw this yid buying produce from the Sirki, then you know that he's a person who's taka suspect of those things, and therefore you would not be allowed to lend him a napa of chloro v'chaim v'tana. In time of Malkin Shazari v'einachim, if in order to make it also, it has to be a person who you see is planting on Shavuos, then Rosh Hashanah Kerech Menas Sirki Mutter. If you saw him buying from the Sirki, then we have no idea whether this is a person who plants during Shavuos. since we have no reason to suspect that he is, it would be mutter to lend him to these equipment. Yerushalmi leaves the question unanswered. In which case is it also to lend him? Okay, the Kumar Amru. Now the Mishnah says we add in the words of Kumar Amru. The Mishnah had said that all the cases that are mutter are they dark Yerushalmi. We matter because so people we don't want people to not get along with each other. Rish Bachani is the following question. A kol perkis amrit, is that line of, when the Mishnah says that the heter that we just mentioned have to do with cases, are because when they die to Shalom, is that on kol perkis, meaning is it on this Mishnah and on the previous halacha also, the whole paragraph, so to speak, is on all the cases that are here, are those cases also only mutter because of Dake Shalom? So maybe only on these cases that we just mentioned right over here. In other words, in the previous mission, it had told us that there's no problem with listening either in cases when the person might use it in a way of heter. It had mentioned that. But it didn't say why that was true. So is it that because of that kishon, or is there some other reason? So the Gemara says, Rabbanan de Kisri, B'shem Rebuda Bar Titus, proves that it that means the following. He brings the following right. Min madol etinim begitin el hador hechasa. In Gittin, the parak has a number of mishnayos, a whole parak full of mishnayos of things that are mutter in neidak yishalom. And it says in that list over there, it repeats the mishnah that we have over here in Mashal Sisal Yishalach Haberda. It only says this one, but it does not say the previous mishnayos that talked about selling farm equipment. Is armored, so you see that only our mission is mutter because of Dake Shalom, and the previous mission is not mutter in Dake Shalom. So seemingly what the Yerushalmi means to say is as follows. In both the previous mission and this mission, we matter something where there's a chance that the person is going to use it for Heter. But we saw in the previous mission that chance that the person might use it for Heter, there has to be a reasonable chance. We had cases of the Yerushalmi said was only, that the Mishnah said was only going to Beishamah isn't considered a chance, but Beis Hillel holds it's not even reasonable. It's a really far-fetched chance that doesn't count. So what we're understanding is that when a person, you're selling something to somebody that they might use for Isra Heter, and there's a reasonable chance they'll use it for Heter, then it's Mutter Min Hadin. You're allowed to do it. There's no problem with it either. What happens in cases when it's not so likely? You're giving to a person and there's a far-out chance that they're using for Heter, but not such a likely chance. So then, in the previous mission said that's not good enough to be matred, and our mission says, but if there's a Dake Shalom, like in our Mishnah, where a lady's lending to her friend, there's issues that they may cause bad feelings, then in our mission there's Dake Shalom, but in the previous mission we were not matred yet. Okay, now the Yerushalmi says this. Tamon Tanilu. Now we have a question. We learned in another Mishnah. It says Nachtim Shu Oisa B'Toma. Nachtim is a baker who bakes his bread B'Toma. So that means is he's taking his flour water, mix them together, and he's gonna make them tame, which means to say is the dough will be tame, and he's making the dough the tevel tame, and then when they mafresh challah, it's also gonna be tame. Or chumas rice is gonna be tame also. So the lashon the archani, but you can't knead with him, or you can't lay out the doughs, the bread into their shapes, because you're helping the person do an aveira. He's making his things tummy. But Tani Allah, we have a price that says about it, like by rimvoy, and over there it says that the price says not only can't you work with him once it's a ready dough, once you knead it and you lay it out, put it into shape, but you can't even work with him when it's in a flour form. When you sift it, or you grind it, or a different form of pulling out the bad parts. So over the year it says you can't do it even before. It says, so how come in our Mishnah it says that before they put the water you're allowed to, and in that Mishnah it says you're not allowed to even before they put, I'm sorry, the Bryson, they said even before you put the water you can't help. It's considered Messiah de Rivera. Amar Abla, so Abla says, Kan Lechulin, Kan Lechuma. Our Mishnah was talking about that the lady was just baking bread that's going to be chulin, it's going to belong to a regular Yisrael, and the Shaila is just a matter of that, there's a portion of it that's going to go for challah, And therefore, you can't make a tummy because of chal that it's going to become. That's one issue. And over there, by the Nachtan, was talking about that the Nachtan was working with truma, things that are already were separated as truma. There, it's more serious to make a tummy. So the Chacham, at this point in the Gemara, we think that the Chacham were geyser, don't even help him before he got to the point of being wet, when it can't become tummy yet, but even then don't help him because he's working with truma, which is more serious. So the Yerushalmi says, wait a second. For Hatzinir Nachtan, the Yerushalmi says, what are you talking about? And that Brisa, that Mishnah and the Brisa are talking about a baker. Is Lachmeimer Nachtan B'Tshuma? Is there such a thing as a baker who works with Tshuma? You know, bakers are professional bakers work with Chul and they don't work with Tshuma. Is there such a thing you're going to say that in the case of a baker is talking about a baker who bakes Tshuma? That doesn't sound very reasonable. So the Yerushalmi answers, Chavari Amri, Chavari say, Kan Beloises, Kan Mishinoises. The answer has nothing to do with whether they're working with Chum or Chum. It has to do with whether they do Lasisa or not. Lasisa is that before the you grind and work with the grain, you dunk it into boiling water, and it helps in making a finer flour. So the our Mishnah is talking about a lady who does not do Lasisa, as might be more common by a homeowner. And the case of the in the other Mishnah, by the Nachtan, the baker, he does do Lasisa, and therefore, since he does Lasisa, so even before you made a batter out of it, it was already had become wet, so therefore you can't even help him even from way back when he's even at the earlier stages, because he already made it wet. And the Yerushalmi ends, Masisa Messiah the Chavraya, our Mishnah's taka is there's an inference in our Mishnah to the Chavraya, which is, because it says, Ava Mishnah Tato Mayim Lutziga Etzra. It says in our Mishnah that as soon as you put water in, that's when there's a problem. And the inference is that in our Mishnah was you did not put water in until you started needing it. But by the case of the Nachtan, you did put water in beforehand, and that's why there's a concern because you put in water even from the time of Lasisa. Okay. Now the Shalom says like this. The next word, some have these words of Chulim and Mendak Shalom, that's not, it's most take that out and that does not belong here. But what it should say was, Machzikin Erev Deikachum, that you'll have to help a guy, you'll have to encourage guys who do work on Shvius. And we're about to read from here to the end is a repeat of a Yerushalmi we had earlier, the fourth paragraph. So Yerushalmi says this, Rabchir Veravimi, these two people, Chad Amar Haroishla Tavos, one said that you're allowed to say to the guy the following, Chavosh lo tavos, plow well. He said to the do a good job plowing, but I know not so much, minach, basher shmitzah. And I'll buy you the field from you after Shemitah, because after Shemitah, I'll want a field that had already been plowed. I can't plow my field now, so you do a good job plowing it, and I'll buy it afterward. That's how much you're allowed to encourage the guy. The Chavana Amar Yasher, and one person says, you can say to the person, Yasher, like if he did it, you can say, yeah, you know, thank you, you did a good job. But not that you could say to this Chavosh lo tavos, this whole longer, more encouraging statement. So man yomer tavos, the one who says you're allowed to say tavos. So at the end of the Mishnah, ma shoylem b'shloimen. What does it mean? It says that you could be shoylem b'shloimen. At the end of the Mishnah, it said b'shoylem b'shloimen nidak yishon. What does it mean? You could greet them. That means you could say iasher. That means it's talking about to a guy. And now you could say tavos, and you could say iasher also. Okay, man yomer. Goy Yasher. So when the one who learns that to a goy all you're allowed to say is Yasher, you're not allowed to say Tavos. So Ma'a Shoylem B'Shlamin. What does it mean? At the end of the mission, you could greet them. Well, greeting them and Yasher is basically the same thing. So the Gemara says this. It means is B'Shalom Yisrael Shalom Aleichem. So he'll learn. That person learned that when it says Shoylem B'Shlamin means to a Yid. So he'll read that the mission means is Avaloi Yidei Yisrael to a Yisrael. You can't say Yasher. But you can't say Shalom Aleichem to that yet, even though he's the one who's doing the vera. You can't say Yasher, but you could say Shalom. Okay. Dilemma, or Dilemma. Now we're going to say over a story that has to do with, relates to Amish, and that is the following. Rabchina bar Papa or Shmuel bar Nachmani, these two people, Alvar and Achad Michal Sheshvias, they passed by a Yid who was planning on Shvias. Amalei or Shmuel bar Nachman, or Nachmani, Yasher. He said to him, oh, you know, Taka, looks like you're doing a nice job. So Amar Rabchina bar Papa said to him, "Well, he came often, Rabbi. Didn't you teach us that there's a pasuk that says, 'Well, Amar Ha'ovir Birchas Hashem Aleichem,' the people who were being over it didn't say Birchas Hashem Aleichem, and that teaches us she'asher lomer lachar she'shvius yasher. It says you should not say Birchas Hashem Aleichem to people who are violating the din. So why are you saying yasher to this person when we have a pasuk? It's a pasuk in Tehillim that tells us not to encourage people doing the wrong thing. Amalei likros atyadeh v'lidrus atyadeh. You know how to read the pasuk. So according to your simple reading of the pasuk, you think that's what the pasuk means, but it's not true. It really means the following. And he's going to dash in the whole pasuk, parts of the pasuk, including parts we didn't bring before him. Those who passed through didn't say. Now we thought that, and it means like this. These are talking about Goyim who are passing through the world, meaning they're passing by and they're not continuing on to Olam Haba. So those people, those Goyim who are passing did not say Berchas Hashem Aleichem. They did not extend their bracha to the Yidden. The goodness that they had, they did not give on to the Yidden. So my Yisrael on Lohem. So now the end of the pasuk tells us, what do the Yidden say to these guys? Berachnu eschem b'shem Hashem. Those are the last words of the pasuk. We gave you bracha b'shem Hashem, and that means the following. L'deyechem shekol ha-brachas ha-boyz l'olam b'zchuseinu. Not only do the brachas that you have, all the goodness that you have comes because of us, because of the goodness, things that we do right. The aim not only did we cause you to have all this goodness, and you did not share that with us. You didn't come and say to us, come and have some of it, share with us. Not only didn't you share with us, even though it's through our good deeds, but not only that, but you choose to tax us with all kinds of taxes, and really it should be the opposite. Really you should be saying to us, we have so much good we want to share with you because we know that you're the source of it. So that's what he said was the pasuk. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said that's what the pshat in the pasuk is. And therefore the pasuk does not mean to say what you think it is, which is that I shouldn't encourage them. And the not on the page, but Acharon elsewhere talk about, well, what happened to the Mishnah? The Mishnah does say you're not allowed to encourage people doing that, but in this story where he brought a right from a pasuk, he said he had misunderstood the pasuk, and that wasn't, there's really, from that pasuk, there's no source to not encourage the people who are doing the wrong thing.